It's the morning show at East Coast FM, and we welcome, as we do on a Tuesday at this time, Tina Koumarianis from Raddrum.
Good morning.
Good morning. How's Raddrum getting on?
Listen, first of all, I want to say thanks a million to Ballinacore. They did the most incredible candlelight walk in Avondale House on Sunday night. I had friends down staying from Dublin, and they were utterly blown away by it. Somebody told me there were 5,000 candles all around the pathways, and apparently Centra donated them. So brilliant, lovely, and a fantastic turnout. So well done, Ballinacore.
Right, well, well done to them.
Yeah, yes. Very, very much
an active community going up and
all. Yeah, very things. Much so. Yeah.
Right, let's see what we can do with some of the questions in to Tina. AskTinaK@gmail.com. Dear Tina, after 3 years of marriage, my daughter's CEO husband came home from a business trip and announced, marriage is too much work and I want a divorce. They're both in their late 40s and this is her first marriage. They don't have children. They live in an extremely expensive house in a very good area of Dublin, and she helped substantially with the down payment on the house when they bought it. He has now asked her to leave the home, and as you can imagine, she's completely shocked, as are her father and I. She knew he had been married once before, but it now appears he was married twice and also engaged twice to other women. Unfortunately, over the past 3 years, my daughter has paid her wages into the joint account, which is now empty. We're extremely worried about the situation. Can you give us any suggestions?
Oh, it's a horror show, isn't it? Firstly, your daughter must not, under any circumstances, leave her home until she consults a solicitor, unless, of course, she's in fear for her safety. In matters of divorce, it seems that possession really is 9/10 of the law. I really smell a rat with her husband coming home from a conference and demanding she leave immediately. It sounds to me like he wasn't at any conference at all. He had met somebody else who, after a few days away, he decided he wants to be with. And since the man appears to change women as often as his underwear, he's been through this drill before and is a bully. Interestingly enough, he told her about one previous marriage, but not about his two engagements and not about his other wife. I wonder why. He was obviously bright enough to realise two previous wives and two previous fiancés would have clearly been a huge warning sign and a good reason for your daughter to run for the hills before she was trapped in his web. If he wants to separate, then he should leave the house if he's so determined to leave the marriage. I wonder if money is running low and he now needs to find a new cash cow. Your daughter's best advice should come from legal counsel. Trust me, it will be money very, very well spent. And she needs to tell that legal counsel that he forgot to mention in dispatches about the other wife and the two engagements. Your daughter needs both a really good solicitor who specialises in family law and also an accountant. They will let her know where she stands, what her rights are, especially since he's emptied their joint account, and what she can expect to happen next. No matter how unpleasant, whatever she does, tell her not to leave that family home. You know, if necessary, change the locks, because he's banking on that family home. It was a lot of her money she put into it, and now he wants to sell it and take the lion's share. He's a bully and obviously used to getting his own way. Again, remember, possession is 9/10 of the law. Stay put.
God, what a mess.
Not to tell her about the other wife and the two engagements, and then to empty the bank account. We know exactly where that man's coming from.
Right, the whole litany there of past relationships.
Horrendous.
Or whatever. I mean, we've all been around, but hello.
Well, exactly. I mean, that I feel so sorry for that woman. I mean, to not have any money, having put most of her money into buying that house, and now he wants to take the lot. Greedy. Very greedy.
Dear Tina, I've been in touch with a man for 2 months on a free dating site. He had a very strong and decisive personality, which I liked, and he was extremely punctual with both our calls and turning up for the 2 dates he invited me on. He is financially secure, owns 2 homes, and is divorced with 2 adult children. I, too, am divorced with no children. We're both in our mid-60s. He was very polite and charming to me and asked questions and remembered things I had told him when we used WhatsApp at the beginning. I thought I had hit the jackpot after many years of my own. He was a man of my dreams, or so I thought, until he treated the waitress on both our dates as if they were nobody. He never looked at them once, never smiled or made eye contact, and he spoke to them like servants. On both occasions, he chose the restaurants, and at the end of the evening, we went Dutch at his suggestion, and he tipped 10% on a rather expensive bill. He has been nothing but polite to me, but I could not help overcompensating by smiling at the waitress and thanking her every time she refilled her glasses. Do some people just expect perfect service? Do they deserve it in a restaurant that charges much money for a meal? I've been making excuses not to see him since. Am I overreacting?
No. Before I start, can I just say that at our age, the fact that this seemingly financially well-found gentleman wouldn't even stand you a meal, having invited you out, makes alarm bells ring immediately in my world. He may appear mannerly, but remembering small, possibly insignificant details from your calls in the early days, along with very strong and decisive personality and rudeness to others, especially when he's supposed to be making a good impression on you on a first date, would smack to me of a sprinkling of possible coercive control down the tracks. He can keep up some of the facade of Mr. Lovely, but clearly looks down on waitresses to the extent that they don't even register on his polite radar as humans, something you could find yourself suffering from should he ever get tired of you. My other question is, if he's such a catch, where's his ex-wife? And why is he trawling free dating sites when he could afford to pay a fee to secure a lady in a possibly similar financial situation to himself? Although, having read your profile on him, I doubt they'd be very impressed with his dating etiquette. The reason why he's being polite to you is he wants something from you, whether it's simply your good company or sex. And he's not even paying for your dinner, having been the one to do the inviting. You know, very good manners to one and all is the very least he should offer you. Unlike you, the waitress is of no benefit to him personally. She's being paid to serve him, and that's where it begins and ends. Unless, of course, one has manners, as you do, and finds his behaviour totally unacceptable and rude. 2 months, 2 dates where you've had to pay for yourself and free WhatsApp calls are all you have to show for what you thought was the man of your dreams. He sounds like more like a nightmare to me, to be honest. Do yourself a big favour. Go back online and see what else is out there. Delete him. You owe him absolutely nothing. He's done nothing for you except embarrass you in public. You are lucky enough that you saw this side of him so early on before you became attached to him. That type generally managed to hide it until they have you hooked.
Yeah, definitely. Run a mile.
Oh, run a mile. I mean, you know, geez. Yeah. No, you get nothing. Imagine inviting you out and then not paying for your dinner. God, no, get rid of him.
Yes, indeed. I don't know anymore.
No,
okay.
No.
We'll take a break and come back with Tina with more queries in just a second.
Order. There's a Tina
Koumarianis is here to answer and at least intervene to a degree with advice in your dilemmas. And here's one now. AskTinaK@gmail.com. For 6 years, I was in an on-off relationship with my partner. Most of the time he lived with me, or should I say, off me. He paid for little or nothing. If I asked him to pick something up on the way home, he would either ask for the money, or if my bag was around, he would just help himself. Birthdays and Christmas were always such a letdown, with me receiving gifts which I'd obviously been bought with little or no consideration for what I might actually like. Two times he did listen. It was the cheaper version he went for. Anyway, about 2 months ago, we split again. I told him to leave and I swore this would be the last time. However, I'm now finding life really lonely without him. Christmas is coming and I just can't face it on my own. I know it wasn't a good relationship. We fought a lot, but quite honestly, it was better than him not being there in the first place. Do you think I'd be mad to ask him to come back into my life?
Oh, God. Yeah, you just said it yourself. He's only a BTN, a better than nothing, which is nothing at all. He was actually costing you a lot of money if he was living off you, and you were not getting in return anything except arguments and abuse by the sound of it. I don't care who started them. Living in that environment is hideous, and to pay to live in that environment is just plain stupid. Many people at the moment are lonely, bored, fed up, all those things having been locked away during COVID and found it difficult to get back out there. Even, you know, we're well down the track, but I know many people that are still staying at home after all this time. But you should take this as a whole new beginning. Don't panic just because things aren't back to normal by settling for the bottom of the barrel, and by the sounds of it and his cheap, thoughtless gifts, he most certainly is the very bottom of the barrel. Hold tight and try to relax. I don't understand why people feel they need to race from one lousy relationship into what could possibly be another lousy one without taking a breath, or in fact, worse still, retracing their steps by letting that person who made them feel so miserable in the first place back into their lives. I wonder why they are that disillusioned with themselves and their friends for good company that they would find this acceptable. I know a gentleman who unfortunately got himself into an extremely bad relationship with horrible consequences. His ex-lady friend threatened him that should he date another woman, he would never see their child again. She can date and have as many men back to the apartment he is paying for, but he must have no female company. For the last 3 years, he has had a very pretty call girl on speed dial, sometimes just for company and a chat, sometimes for more, but with no permanent strings attached to avoid complications, because he's so terrified his ex will block access to his child, who he now pays, well, he has always paid huge maintenance for, and who he's just mad about. Now, that's a very wicked, spiteful woman to deny two people who love each other access to each other. Not lovers, just a father and a child. It's time to take stock, get to know yourself a bit. You will have changed over the past 6 years. Start to like yourself. And if you like yourself, you might find someone far more deserving of your company who will respect and look after your feelings because you think you're worthy of a much better treatment. You won't accept less. He is certainly not only the only man in the world. You've just been too distracted with this lousy relationship to notice any others. Remember, he is only an expensive, better-than-nothing partner, not a pleasure to be with, so don't you dare ask him back. If you think it's bad now, imagine how he would treat you if he thinks you can't live without him. I mean, really, when you think of it. And people say to me, oh, you know, you're very hard on men. But yeah, because this is a problem page and people are writing into me about some dreadful experiences they've had. So, yeah, you've got to be honest. You can't say, oh, well, if you're lonely, yeah, take him back. He's costing you a fortune. But sure, you'll be happy maybe 10% of the time. That's no use. No, you need to move on. There are lovely, lovely, lovely men out there. Go and look for one. You don't need that.
Yeah. I'm just looking at the time, by the way.
Oh, yeah.
It might be unfair to the next question to actually horse
okay,
into
we'll
it.
Hold it till next week. Yeah.
But just generally, where do people begin to find people for relationships? It's very cold and sterile in dating.
Yeah, like, it's all...
And
it
it's artificial going to a date out in
yes,
a coffee
shop.
Yes, it
seems to be mostly online now, whether they're dating websites or Tinder or, you know, Bumble, all these swipe left, swipe right. And I must say, in an awful lot of, in my experience listening to my daughter's friends, it seems to be a bit of a knocking shop because there doesn't seem to be, you know, one night stands and they move on to the next and the next. Yes, the odd one, you know, it works out really well. And I have known people who've had very, very successful relationships. But there are a lot of very odd people out there. And there are a lot of very desperate people who will put up with things they shouldn't put up with from other people, you know. They low self-esteem, I don't know why, whatever's happened in the past, or just that they've been on their own for too long, Declan, you know.
Yeah, the only time I've been best man is to a friend of mine, John, in London, and he is... wasn't in the first flush of youth or whatever. And he went on the Guardian website. They have a dating type of thing for Guardian readers. I think there's a particular type of person that reads the Guardian. They're more liberal left or something like that. So there's common thoughts or whatever. And he arranged to meet somebody, I think, in Foyle's bookshop in Charing Cross Road. And they went for a coffee.
Uh-huh.
And then they went and had another coffee. And then later on that evening, they went for a drink. And I was best man at their wedding.
Oh, you see, something like that works out really well. But that's a certain type of website where, you know, as you say, like-minded people meet. Whereas a lot of these other websites, you know, it's a real mix and match, which, you know, they do say opposites attract. But in my experience from listening to people who go on those websites, for every prince you meet, there's about 5,000 frogs, actually toads, not frogs. And that goes for the women as well as the men. So I'm not being nasty to the men alone.
All right. Thanks, Tina. By the way, this is I know you don't follow the football, but Argentina... As I say, a lot of people said they are going to win the World Cup. They're being beaten at the moment and there's only about a minute left in the game.
Ooh, that'll be very exciting for a lot of people.
In Saudi Arabia. So there'll be a lot of headlines. So pretend you know about it. If you don't know anything about football, say, well, that was interesting, wasn't it, Argentina?
No, it wasn't. I'm not remotely interested.
But you can spoof
to
see.
I know, I have to be honest. anyway, enjoy the football if you like that sort of thing.
All right. Thanks, Tina. We'll see you next week.